Here we are, Kurt here with, again, my third generation cousin, who I'll also refer to as many others out there, brother in Christ. So today, Rick brings us another biblically based message, and I think it's great given what Jory and the rest of us are intending to do to add a little faith-based message and get things a little spiritual in this show. Here is Rick's birthday gift to me, so and to the rest of you, obviously. So take it away, Brother Rick.
Thanks, Kurt. Today is Radio Talk number 2 for November. It's titled, When We Are Weak, the Lord is Strong. Last month, the title of my talk was, God Has a Reason. Tonight, I want to talk about the strength of God in the midst of our weakness. I would like to repeat the title of today's talk, When We Are Weak, the Lord is Strong. For anyone out there who trusts in the Lord, this is true. When Christians are weak, He is strong in carrying us forward in life. Life is a gift. Life is fragile too. Human beings are not perfect. We all struggle with challenges in this life. We all battle a variety of temptations. We all battle against worries and doubts. We all face illness such as colds, the flu, cancer, and the list goes on and on. Those who are disabled have many challenges that are very difficult, and many of us who don't have those same disabilities can't relate to those struggles. But God is there to help each person in this journey called life. Whether a person is disabled or not, God wants to help each person. Here is a verse from the Bible. This man's name was Paul, and he was used greatly by God. The following is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 10, the New King James Version. The topic is the thorn in the flesh. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So, as mentioned in the verse, Paul said at the end of the verse, verse 10, For when I am weak, then I am strong. God was strong on Paul's behalf when Paul was weak. For those who look to God, He will be there for us in our weakness. His amazing grace never runs out, never runs dry, and is ever present. If anyone listening out there is feeling discouraged and weak, I would like to share some Bible verses which will give you hope. Whether you have a disability or not, you may be facing a very difficult situation in your life today. You may say, it's impossible. But Luke 1:37 says, For with God nothing shall be impossible. From time to time, we all get tired and weary. You may say today, I'm too tired. But Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30 says, Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You may experience rejection today. You may say, nobody loves me. But Jeremiah chapter 31:3 says, The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness I have drawn you. And God loves the world. John 3:16 says the following, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. When you are feeling weak and tired, turn to the Lord. He has compassion towards those who are suffering or hurting. His amazing grace will carry you when weary and tired. I shared in my first book how God's amazing grace carried me through 2 major trials. It was a long stretch of suffering. One major trial was 37 years long, and the other major trial was 11 years long. His grace was sufficient for me. I was weak, but He was strong. To share my story further, I have created a website, www.climbeverymountaintop.com. With today's topic, I think of what I put into the page under the Heaven and Hope tab. There's information on this area of my webpage, which shares encouragement for those who are weary and need hope to press on. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Well, very good. Thank you, Rick, for providing that for us again and helping us reach deep into our souls. I'll tell you, I'm very proud of our team here, Jory and Adam and Dawn. And I'll tell you something, you all can know that Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit are all also very big players of this team. So Rick has helped me get that well established for all of you out there. I hope to help. We all reach for hope and getting the joy of the season into our lives in a big way. And the Bible is there for us. Never forget that. And again, thanks, Rick, for helping us finish 2016 strong. We'll have our December show to get us past the finish line. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Rick. Bye for now.